Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, in today's video, I've got a couple of mental entitled parent stories for you, starting with this one, where someone gets picked on because of their skin condition. Let's go. Yes, Karen, I went on a holiday thousands of kilometers away to traumatize your kids and infest the ocean. This happened 2.5 years ago. I was 15 at the time, now I'm 18. This incident came to my mind today, to the day exactly 10 years after the primary cause of this incident was created. What is it, you might ask? Well, it is a skin condition, vitiligo. Basically, white patches appear around your skin in sometimes interesting patterns. And here you go, guys, this is just an example of what it can look like. It has caused me horrible years of bullying, severe mental issues, and, well, I've mostly gotten out of it by early 2018. Mostly. I still kind of have a bit of it in me. I will always have. Definitely as long as people like this walk on this planet. Now, I won't specify the country or the exact time. As well, keep in mind that it happened in 2018, so something might not reflect how it exactly was, and I'll be paraphrasing a bit. So, I first saw Karen while waiting to board a plane. However, I didn't interact with her until a refueling stop, some 5 to 6 hours later. Why, you might ask? Well, the flight departed between midnight and 1 a.m, so obviously we flew in the dark, and most people were asleep, or were trying. We landed during daybreak. We weren't allowed to leave the plane. I was sitting, playing something on a tablet, siblings seated with me were miraculously asleep. Gosh, how I envied them, when Karen and two kids have walked by to use the lavatory. So Karen's son, walking on by, said, "Look, Mum, what happened to her?" Then Karen said something about me being insolent for looking like that. Karen's daughter replied, "Let's go, Mum." Then they start coming back. Karen said, "You seem to attract a lot of attention to how you look." "Mom, please keep it down. I don't want to wake them up." I assume OP is talking about her siblings. "Sure, just don't exhibit yourself like this. You're scaring my children." I was wearing a short sleeve t-shirt and shorts. Yes, on a plane. Like, I'm not entering a 40 degree Celsius heat in a hoodie and jeans, and definitely not changing in the tiny lavatory. My mum said from across the aisle, "Is there a problem?" Karen replied, "If you're the mother, tell her to cover up. You're not to tell me how to raise my daughter. Now please, get back to your seat and leave us alone, or I'm calling the flight attendant." Karen stomped off with her kids. 5 to 6 more hours later, we reach my destination. After going through the passport, visa, baggage stuff, and other stuff like that, we were headed to the bus, which was to take us to a hotel. And guess who was on the same bus? Yes, Karen. However, she didn't cause any scenes on the bus. After 3.5 hours of a ride on the roads, which appeared to be mostly made of holes, dirt, and giant speed bumps, we finally reached our hotel. And who left the bus as well? If you've guessed Karen and her family, you're correct. Great. Well done, guys. Now, I hadn't seen any of Karen's family very much, other than knowing that my little siblings, my brother 4 years old and sister 6, have fell in quite well with Karen's kids. Skip forward a few days. I went with my siblings into the sea. Now, we were obviously in a very shallow part of the water. Now, after some time, the entitled mum's daughter and son came as well, and the five of us began playing and goofing around. The daughter and son could have been like 7 to 8 years old. Anyway, the daughter and son didn't seem bothered at all by how I looked. And then along came Karen. With almost no people near, she saw it as a chance to remind me of the past years. "What are you doing there with my kids?"
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
"Nothing, Mom. We were just playing here. Is that wrong?"
"Yes,
that's wrong. Look at yourself. They will have nightmares of you, and you're contaminating the ocean. Oh my God. What have I just read? They don't seem bothered about me, and it's not contagious. I don't care. People like you should not go on holidays. You should have stayed at home. I sent my siblings to get my parents, who were at the bar. Please, Mom, leave me alone. I'm not happy with it either. Please, just leave me alone. Then get the F out. How can you walk around in that, a two-piece, with how disgusting it looks? I'm now in tears at this point. Please, just go away. I don't like it either. I just want to be left alone and I won't bother you. No, not until I talk to those who thought that bringing a freak of nature here to cause offense was a good idea. I, in tears, ran off. Past my parents, who were now headed to confront Karen. I did, however, stop only to take the key from our room, and I ran off to our room, where I broke down. My parents and Karen then got into an argument, which attracted quite a lot of attention. I'm keeping the rest of myself for the sake of not sounding too familiar to someone and to keep this short. So, from then on, the daughter and son of Karen were not allowed to play with my siblings. However, I didn't get any more trash from Karen, and her husband apologized profusely when he met me by the pool the evening before our flight home. Karen never told me anything on the way home, neither did the rest of her family. Today, a much bigger part of my body is affected, yet I have never felt better about how I. The most important part, OP, if you are happy in yourself with how you look, how you feel, then yeah, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. So good on you for that, first of all. Now, secondly, let's talk about this Karen, and let's talk a little bit about vitiligo, because let's be realistic, it is a very obvious skin illness, and I imagine that OP and other people with vitiligo feel quite conscious about it because it is such an obvious thing, and I imagine it does get quite a lot of attention. Surely you've seen someone with vitiligo before, or you've heard about it on the news. I mean, Michael Jackson had it, for goodness sake. Like, that's quite a famous person to have this skin illness. You should know better than just to say, oh, you're disgusting, you're infecting my kids and you're infecting the water. I mean, that is absolutely ridiculous. And then saying that you should have stayed at home, not gone on holiday. So she's pretty much saying that because you have a horrible skin illness, you're not allowed to enjoy yourself and go on holiday. You don't deserve a holiday. Like, that is the one of the most manipulative and disgusting things I've ever heard. That is absolutely mad. If anything, it's entitled people like you, Karen, that shouldn't be on holiday because, you know, you don't deserve one. You're just that horrible to normal people. What a horrible person. I just wish there was a way that someone like Karen in this situation could live a day in your shoes and really understand what it's like living with vitiligo or just living with something that, you know, you don't feel completely comfortable with. Now, it is great that you say that you feel really comfortable with it now, but all those years of bullying, I mean, it's horrible. And Karen probably just didn't understand that. Yeah, if only there was a way that she could live in your shoes just for one day to fully understand, and I bet she wouldn't say those sort of toxic things in future. Now moving on to our next story. Aunt takes advantage of my grandparents and my mum's pregnancy to steal our house. She gets put in her place though. For some backstory, my dad has an older sister we'll call entitled Aunt, and always, even as a child, my grandparents treated her like an angel and treated my dad like a piece of poop. For example, when my dad was in college, he wore clothes that had holes that were about 3 inches wide, and the tradition in China is that you get a lot of new clothes in the new year. His mum told him that they were going to get him a brand new coat for the winter, and my dad was really excited. A few days before New Year's though, his parents said that they can't get him a coat. The coat they were going to give him cost 1,000 yuan, which is about $140. But can you guess where that money went? My entitled aunt's freaking boyfriend. How can you treat your son like that? Now, here's something worse. The coat they gave the boyfriend was 2,000 yuan. You could have just split the dang money so they both have new coats. The second my dad was out of college, he started working his butt off. He was able to give his parents money every year, even when they treated him like rubbish. Later finding out that every year, all that money goes to my entitled aunt, but that's a different story. Look, you get the gist. My dad treats his parents really well, and all that effort equals nothing, or it goes straight to the entitled aunt. Now moving on to the story. For some reason, they hated my dad, mum, me, and siblings. This happened a few years ago when my mum was giving birth to my brother. I didn't realize how bad this story was until a few years back because I just didn't understand. So, I was born in Beijing. My mum was somehow able to foresee that prices in houses were going to go up there, so she and my dad worked hard to buy as many houses as they could. However, there is a limit to how many houses you can buy in Beijing, but my mum was able to find a loophole. She bought the house with her own money, but put the house under someone else's name. She bought a house and put the house under my dad's mum's name. My mum paid for all the renovation, important for later. Now, fast forward about 4 years, my mum was pregnant with my brother. There is a law in China that says no having more than one baby, so they came to the US to legally have the baby. Now, this is when my entitled aunt saw her chance. She took advantage of my parents' absence to manipulate my grandparents, telling them to put the house my mum bought 4 years ago under my entitled aunt's husband's name. Obviously, my grandparents caved in really easily and transferred it. Luckily, my mum's brother, I don't know how, was able to find out that they transferred it. Now, we were still in the US, so we weren't able to deal with this immediately. My parents called their lawyers to have a court summon for my entitled aunt. She took her time and waited for the last warning to finally come into court. She brought my grandparents along too. According to my uncle, she was smirking the entire time waiting for the trial to begin, thinking that our side of the court can't really prove anything, while low-key insulting our side of the family. I don't know how to translate this, but she said things like, "My brother was always naughty. He probably also passed it down to his children as well." Or, "My brother was such a coward he didn't even want to come, because he knew I'd win." Then came the sweet revenge. The court first asked my entitled aunt to talk. She said that the house was bought by my grandmother and was then given to her husband, obviously with no proof. Then my uncle with the lawyers took out a record, clearly stating that my mother purchased this house with her own money. I wish I could have seen my entitled aunt's face, but my uncle described it as a dark green and maybe a little purple too. The judge then asked my entitled aunt if this was true. The judge stated that if she was to lie, she would end up with much worse than just giving the house back. Surprisingly, she still stood her ground and claimed that the house was indeed her husband's, who got the house from our grandmother and paid for renovations. That's where she messed up. My uncle and the lawyers triumphantly took out another paper saying that my mother paid for all the renovations. Clearly, not my aunt's husband. And that is when she broke down like a female dog. She started crying, screaming in undecipherable language. She was soon taken to jail for about 1 to 2 years, I forgot. But holy heck, she deserved it. Ooh, that is very, very cheeky from your entitled aunt. I mean, that is really quite bad. I mean, yeah, it is criminal to try and steal someone's house, especially in your own family as well. I mean, if you're going to steal something, guys, a little bit of advice from me to you. If you're going to steal something from someone, or try to, don't make it your own family. Come on, that is the lowest of the low. I mean, stealing's quite low, I'll be honest, but at least don't steal from your family, please. What a horrible person. She deserved time in prison, and it's a good thing that you didn't have your house stolen. So overall, I say this is a massive win, because realistically, a toxic person gets put in prison, you keep all your houses, make a lot of money on the house prices, they go up in the next few years, and you have a great life without that entitled aunt. Brilliant stuff. Guys, that is going to do it for this video, but before you click off, firstly, can you go and watch this video from yesterday? It's up on screen right now. I played Karen Bingo, a pretty cool video idea where I have to try and find 9 stereotypes in videos on the internet that Karens always do, and if I don't find them, which you'll have to click and see if I did or did not, I have to give money away to some of you guys. Yeah, I'll be honest, a little spoiler, I'm not going to enjoy that. But hey, go and watch the video, subscribe to my channel, and I will see you tomorrow with a brand new upload.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.